نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مات أحدكم فقد قامت قيامته فلتعبدوا الله كأنكم ترونه واستغفروه كل ساعة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dearest respected ulama kiram, my beloved elders, my friends in Islam, firstly, it is not my position to be seated in front of you to advise you, for I am in need of all advice. The hukam of my dear friend Maulana Ahmad, that I am seated here in front of you, so we'll just have a small mudhakara inshallah. Allah Ta'ala benefit me and all of us. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif constantly reminds insan, because insan is on a journey, and it's a very, very short journey. And his journey is towards his creator. His journey is towards the bosom of the earth, and ultimately to stand in front of his creator. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam reminded the Sahaba, and through them the entire Ummah, أكثروا ذكر هازم اللذات. Not just remember death, but remember death plenty. Remember death constantly. Why? Because death, it is something that breaks a person's desires, his enjoyment in this temporary earth. The thought of death puts a brakes on his desires. And in a state of drunkenness, when a person is drunk, would fulfilling his lusts and desires and passion, then it is that thought which will make the drunken man sober, that tomorrow I have to stand in front of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafs, desires, the enjoyment of this dunya, these are all natural qualities Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has put within insan. And this is where the test lies. Will a person become overcome with what is around him, with the immediate fulfillment of his pleasures, or he will manage to persevere and be patient for the love of his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the love and the awe of his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb is watching me. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to aid man on this journey, as man is forever and constantly forgetful, and a little bit of distraction and he forgot or forgets. A person is going to buy something from the shop, small distraction, and he forgot what he was supposed to buy. It's a common occurrence. A person picks up his phone to phone somebody, and picking up his phone, he saw a message. He forgot why he picked up the phone in the first place. He puts it back in his pocket and says, oh, I was supposed to phone somebody. And he pulls it out again. So insan is very, very weak, very forgetful. And insan becomes entrapped in this dunya and the desires of this dunya. And in fulfilling his, what starts off with his needs and then goes further into his desires. And then insan cannot see the line between his desires and between his needs. And then his desires become coupled up with his needs, and he thinks, I need that. Whereas he does not need that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to constantly remind the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, with regards to the remembrance of death. A Sahabi is busy repairing his structure, his abode, his simple home, no palatial mansion that requires some extraordinary paint, different colors to mesmerize the eyes, and so that I can feel nice and happy that I have really painted my house in a very beautiful way. Every day, what a choice of colors. Where were the Sahaba compared to us? Allah forgive us and our weakness. The Sahabi is merely repairing his structure, his home, which is his sole means of shelter from the elements. And after the rains, after the storms, these simple structures. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling him, is reminding him, Al-amru aqrabu ilayk. The matter is closer to you than that. Subhanallah. Sometimes we think, hey, Allah Pak should have made us in the time of the Sahaba. We would have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We would have been in his company. Allah knows best. Allah knows how weak we are. For that Sahabi to take that admonishment from Rasulullah without a, what we have within us, ishkal. I can't understand this. I have to fix my shelter. He doesn't say all that to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He immediately understands the angle, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding. The ultimate. And likewise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in various places in the Kalam-e Pak, in different ways. And one way is this surah. The surah we hear many times, sometimes in Fajr Salah, sometimes other Salah. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reminds us of the grand occurrence of Qiyamah. In this dunya, sometimes we get confused and mesmerized by the happenings, and then we hear certain words like grandstand and the best seats for the best match. But respected friends, the best seats that we need to secure are the seats for the day of Qiyamah. There is no grandstand like that grandstand. And there is no occasion like that occasion. When all of insan, every makhluk, every creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, jinnat, insan, hayawan, hashar and resurrection will take place. The first insan up till the last insan, at the moment currently they say 5 billion, 8 billion. As time has passed and as time will still pass, how many billions will come? The creation of Allah Ta'ala is so vast. Insan understands barely anything. Although we profess and claim to understand a lot now compared to what we term the past camel ages, they didn't know. Today we know a lot. Yet today also, a person or insan hardly knows much. When it is compared to the vast knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are still so many whys which insan cannot explain why. Insan will go to a certain level and he will say, for example, the rose in that plant is red because of that chemical, and the rose, the flower in that rose plant is yellow because of that chemical. But he stops there. He can't go beyond that. But that chemical came from where? And why that plant got that chemical and this one got the other chemical? So, insan has no answer. Insan Khan, Hazrat Mufti Sahib says so simply, the basic things that we use, insan has no answer for it. What is life? We'll explain all what we can observe of life. But what is life? We can't explain it. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is ruh? Allah's answer came, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا This knowledge of the ruh, that is the preserve of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is in the domain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kamzor, da'if insan, what you got to understand? وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا Whatever knowledge you have been given, is but a little. And this is with regards to this dunya, which is fani, which is going to, it will cease to exist very shortly. And it was no great thing for Allah Ta'ala to bring this dunya, and to create this insan, and to create these systems, which to us is mind-boggling. One little thing the scientist unravels, and he is so thrilled and so proud. Whereas these are nothing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It came from kun fayakun. So respected friends, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, out of his sheer kindness and his love for us, every one of us, the believer and the non-believer, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has addressed insan and mankind with not just one letter, but an entire Quran Sharif, thousands of ayat, thousands of advice, so much of effort Allah Ta'ala has put behind this insan, that this insan will realize. So respected friends, our duty, our job, our effort is to understand, is to realize, is to recognize our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Pak tells us, La uqsimu biyawmi al-qiyamah. I take a qasam on the day of qiyamah. Wa la uqsimu bin nafsi al-lawwama. And I take a qasam on that soul that constantly reproaches itself. And that is the soul of a mu'min. A believer, when he does good, his soul reproaches him. Why didn't I do more? I read 2 rakats for tahajjud. Why didn't I read 4? Allah loves that nafs. And then when that nafs and that soul and that person does something wrong, and he raises his eyes towards something which he's not supposed to raise his eyes towards, and that soul reproaches him, why you looked, man? Why did you look there? Or why did you do that? Why did you use those type of words when you were addressing your brother? So Allah Pak likes that. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّن نَجْمَعَ عِظَامَةِ Do the disbelievers from insan, from mankind, do they assume that we will not put the bones back together? That insan will be from dust to dust and finish. Once you've gone into dust, that's it. Story is over. That is a very huge fallacy. Respected friends, the more you and I really understand it, and then try to make the others around us understand it, that this is not the end, but this is just one marhala and one station on our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So does insan think, does he deny our ability to put him back how he was? Bring those bones back. As you say, no, you open the qabr and there's nothing left. There's nothing there. Where this insan is going to come back? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Bala. Insan, do not underestimate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bala qadirina ala an nusawwiya banana. We are even able to bring back his fingertips. Subhanallah. Today when a person goes to apply for some, maybe a banduk, he wants to apply for a gun. Now they take all your hands and they make it nice and inked up. And you got to put all your fingers on those pages. Why they want you to put your fingers on those pages? Because in those fingertips lies your identity. Billions of insan from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the end. Nobody has the same prints. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing our understanding to this level. We're talking about the bones. Those things are huge. Everybody can see the bones. We are even able to bring back the individual fingertips of every man. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts his finger on the pulse. Allah says, بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامًا. All these ishkals and objections is because insan, he just wants to continue. Continue what? لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامًا. He doesn't want himself to be tied up and restricted by the shari'at, by any laws. He wants to do whatever he wants to do, whatever he wants, whatever he wishes, whatever he desires. Today this, tomorrow that. Nobody must stop me, nobody must put brakes on me. I will park how I want to park. I will speak how I want to speak. And the man knows he did wrong. The man knows he spoke wrong. The man knows he uttered the wrong words. But he will give 1,000 explanations of why he is right. Although within himself he knows he is wrong. Allahu Akbar. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picks up. How, why will he not pick it up? He is our creator. The creator of this machine. Who will know more? Other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَ. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Okay. Just tell me, when is Qiyamah coming? Just tell me that. Once I have that knowledge, once you give me that knowledge, then we can talk further. يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the Mufassirin say that this is not because the person wants to, you know, he wants to know that Qiyamah is coming or I'll be dying on a certain date. So before that I'll make Tawbah and I'll come right. No. He's saying this out of sarcasm. You're talking so much about Qiyamah and all this. This will happen. Or when is that thing going to happen? Like as if it's not going to happen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ. The time will come. There's no certainty like that certainty. The certainty of Qiyamah. There's something that nobody will object about is that you have to die. Because nobody from 200 years ago is alive today. They were all fit and young and strong one day like how we are. They were all able like how we are. How we can move our bodies today, they were all able to. What we can see, they could also see. What we can enjoy from the foods, they were also enjoying. But today, they don't exist. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ. The time will come when the eyesight of man will be dazzled. He will be so confused. He doesn't know what's going on. What's going on? Because it's something that has never happened before. If an earthquake took place, it was one place, restricted, confined. If the hurricanes were blowing somewhere, it is one place, confined. How does insan understand Qiyamat, where everything is happening everywhere? The entire system around him is breaking up. It is disintegrating. He cannot come to terms with this. But this was the thing that I was denying all along and is happening in front of my eyes. Now what? Mera kya hoga? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, one is Qiyamat. The other is Maut. إِذَا مَاتَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. People are waiting for Qiyamah to take place. When a person passes away, his Qiyamah has already begun. He already knows which way he is heading. He already knows what is going to be his treatment continuous from now on. Why? If he gets a warm reception in that qabr, then he has succeeded. And if he gets a cold reception and a answer from the qabr of dislike and hate, then he is finished, he is doomed. So Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to cry at the sight of the qabr, or at the qabr, profusely. His dense beard would become wet with his tears. The Sahaba asking him, those around him, he's crying so much for this. But when we speak of Qiyamah, all that, it doesn't affect you so much. He said, this is the first stage. This is the gateway. If here I am successful, I'm successful all the way through. And if here I didn't succeed, then I will not be successful. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, my time is up. There's so much more to speak on. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advises us and encourages us in this hadith that when a person passes away, when maut comes to him, his qiyamah has come. Now worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ka'annakum tarawnahu. In other words, when you are living now in this dunya, keep this thought uppermost in your mind that soon, I don't know how many breaths I got left, soon my time is going to be up. The person who passed away yesterday, he didn't know he was going today. Likewise, the person who passed away the previous day, yesterday he didn't know he was going. The previous day he didn't know he was going. So like that, you and I, respected friends, we don't know how a person can go. Allah Ta'ala does not need any specific way for a person to go. Sometimes a person is driving, the car is very good, the roads are very good, his eyesight is very good, he's alert and he's fresh, but all of a sudden he doesn't know what happened. All of a sudden the car that was going straight is heading for the bush. Bas ek aakhiri cheekh nikal sakta hai, Allahu Akbar, kya hone wala hai? And then it could be end. It could be the end. There's no now chance to press escape in that computer game and restart the mission. Respected friends, we got only one mission. And this is the one, last and final. The hours we have left and the minutes we have left, Allah knows it. We don't know. Whether we are going to live to that stage where our body will need a walking stick to move, or we will not reach that stage, Allah knows. But what we know is that we have to be prepared. Our akabirin were prepared all the time. There's an incident was mentioned to us when we were years ago in Jamaat. They say one of the elders in the markaz, mashura was taking place. And all of a sudden he stands up as if he's getting up to greet somebody, welcoming him. And he falls down dead. Malakul Maut. But subhanallah, the person is ready to go. Respect the friends, Sahaba were ready to go all the time. The pious of the past, they had the thought within them, when my mulaqat with my beloved Allah's mother is going to happen, looking forward to it. You and I, we shying away from it. Talk about death, we don't want to hear it, man. Talk something else. Talk about Jannah. Respect the friends, death comes before Jannah. We have to go first before we can go inside. So Allah make it, respected friends, that you and I, when we leave from the surface of this earth towards the belly of this earth, everybody can be crying. But our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. We have a smile on our face. And that reception we are getting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nuzulam min ghafoorir raheem. Allah ta'ala make it such that that is the climax of our life. The best part of our life. So many du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah make the best part of my life the last part of my life. But respected friends, it doesn't just come. You know, look and dream now, it will just happen. We have to make effort for it. Sahaba made the effort. Our elders of the past made effort. There are many people today amongst us also making grand efforts. So respected friends, we have to continue with those efforts. And do not, to our detriment, become oblivious of the reality which is in front of us, staring at us, due to the sideshows of this dunya. Nobody can fulfill his tamanna and his desires the perfect way how he wants it. He wants to build a perfect home. Allah will show him the home will not become perfect. He will try and he will try. He wants the perfect car. Nothing can go wrong. He designed it with the agent. But when the thing came, I asked for this, they never put it. Ab kis ke saath larega? So much of headache. This is dunya. The sooner you realize it, that dunya is not meant to be perfect. Focus yourself on that which is already made for you perfect. Allah Ta'ala wants it for us. And for that reason, Allah Ta'ala constantly reminds us that the more alert and aware you are with regards to your passing, with regards to this meeting, then you will be on track. May Allah Ta'ala grant myself the tawfiq and every one of us, respected friends, to realize sooner better than later. And Allah Ta'ala make us all His near and dear and close friends. Ameen. Thumma ameen wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.